Gunners and Ali. The perfect blend in the morning.
Gunners and Ali, the wave.
Yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far away.
It's the name of a new movie, which is very Beatles-esque because it's basically about the Beatles.
It is. Well, it's about what would happen if nobody remembered the Beatles, and then this musician decided to play some of the Beatles songs, and everyone's like, did you write that?
Yeah.
Next minute, he's famous on the Beatles songs because the Beatles don't exist.
Yeah, you're amazing.
So if you would love to go check out this really cool spin on the Beatles fame, why don't you give us a call right now, and we'll give you an in-season double pass, which means you can check it out at any participating cinema.
Nice one. Kevin Bloody Wilson in the lead up to his FUPC show on the Mandurah Performing Arts Centre this Saturday, and we asked him about political correctness.
I've just finished in LA. We shot a streaming special over there. But that's the home of political correctness. That's where most of it's generated in Los Angeles. And it was interesting. We had a full house of people over there, and at the end of that, they interviewed a lot of the people at the show. And the amount of them had just said, it's so refreshing to come to a place where you don't have to look over your shoulder and worry about what other people are thinking. You just get in there and have a great time. You know, I think political correctness, is the pendulum's starting to swing, and I'd like to think I'm part of that swing that's bringing it back to sensibility.
Yeah.
Gunners and I always think we should have a show called What Gunners and Ali Say Off Air.
Exactly that. I've got to say, I haven't spoken to any presenters or writers that don't feel exactly the same way.
Yeah.
So, you know, where is the common sense in all of this? Because it's only a minority of people that are making all the noise, but they're getting all the newspaper space and radio space and stuff like that. What about that idiot in Melbourne a few months ago, that purple-headed Sheila, that said you should always ask your baby if it's okay to change the nappy?
No.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, ridiculous. I mean, that's PC gone way, way, way too far.
My thoughts on that, it's a good get-out for us blokes. Ask your baby if she'd like a nappy change, and she said, no, I want mummy to do it.
Love it.
Pretty smart kid for a three-week-old.
Dry July, October, November, move over, because now there's...
July like my chops. It's a new initiative to help raise money for the Australian Lions Childhood Cancer Research Foundation to give childhood cancer the chop. July like my chops, obviously going on in July, encourages men of all ages, and ladies if you can, to grow sideburns or chops throughout the month of July. If you'd like to be involved with this, just go to julikemychops.com.au to register and collect donations throughout the month of July. So you can do that and Dry July all at once and just be kicking butt in the charity and fundraising stakes.
Hats off to the person who came up with July like my chops. I think that's brilliant.
My turn for the hard word, and I think you'll get this, but I'm going to use it anyway.
Okay.
Jib.
Yeah, it's got a couple of meanings, I think.
Okay. Does it mean A, a sharpened pencil point, B, a bird's beak, or C, a triangular sail? Jib.
It's the third one. It's C. It's a triangular sail. Ding, ding, ding. Gunners gets one right. Woohoo!
I like the cut of your jib. Jib is indeed C, a triangular sail. Congratulations. You finally scored a point.
Well, I have actually got them right before.
I went through and you've got like six right as opposed to my 40. And I haven't gone back the whole way.
Is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, at least I got six.
That's seven now.
I'm catching up.
You are. That's why I made it easy.
Wake up with Gunners and Ali. Back tomorrow from 6.
91.7 The Wave.